Many of you will like what we're going to talk about today. I first heard Pastor Gilbert preach in Victory Lipa just last year. No, really. Di ba may mga pagkakataon, babiyahe, kailangan mag-preach ka, di ba? Wala ka nang enough time to listen, to prepare. And you know what I would do? I would make sure I downloaded the message of Pastor Gilbert and listened to him on the way to where I will be ministering. And not only is it meat, but also it is highly engaging. And I really want us to get an impartation from Pastor Gilbert. I believe one of the most effective preachers here in Victory, and we're going to learn a lot, okay? So, wala na masyadong introduction. Let's welcome Pastor Gilbert.
Hey, thank you. Good morning. We're going to start by, on your paper, just rate yourself from 1 to 10. How engaging are you as a preacher? Okay. 1 to 10, just think through that. If you're preaching, let's begin to think, and from 1 to 10, rate yourself, how engaging are you as a preacher? Negative, pwede rin. 1 to 10 lang, 1 to 10 lang. Wala negative. Wala negative, 1 to 10. Yan naman si, yan si Mang Delfin. Hanggang 10 lang, hanggang 10 lang. Mabilis lang to. When you're done, get someone who's been hearing you preach, and then go to that person and then ask them to rate you how engaging you are. Para ma-compare natin yung notes. And be honest, ha. Get someone. You can stand up. You can stand up and get someone and say, don't tell them your rate. Don't tell them I've rated myself this much. Don't say anything. Itago nyo yung rate nyo sa sarili nyo. And then let them let them rate you. Be honest. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, do I have the permission to be honest with you? Okay, ayan. Oh. Tatlo kayo may paper. Well, ako magbibigay ng paper. 10 pages. 10 pages single space. A Christian 10 pages single space na why I need to engage people in preaching. Okay. Ay, be honest, okay? Be honest. Tanungin mo ngayon katabi mo, partner mo, sabi mo, can I be honest with you? Okay. Okay, tapos na? If you're done, tell me. Okay, done? Done?
As a preaching. As a preacher.
Yes. You don't tell them your rating for yourself. You tell them your rating for them. Yun yung wise. Zero. Sabi niya, one ako. Yes. Hintayin lang natin yung mga late natin. Okay, done? Bong, Rodnell? Are you done? Hindi to kwentuhan, ha? Nag-engage na. Para umangat. Okay, last 10 seconds. Okay, that's it. Okay, done. Let's all be seated. Okay, who wants to volunteer? Volunteer. Oh, si Jeff. Jeff. Ano yung rating mo sa sarili mo? 1 to 10. Engaging preaching. Okay, 7. Pwede. 7, 8, 7? 7. Sinong partner mo? Richard. Oh, Richard, anong rating mo kay Mang Delphine? 9. Oh, ha? Bakit mo na sabing 9 siya sa engaging? Okay. What do you mean when you say make command sa crowd? Pag akyat niya, listen to me. Gano'n niya parang. You know, command. So wala pa siyang sinasabi, papakinggan mo na siya.
Ako bago ako kasi first time na mag-tina pa ng sasabi.
Yeah.
Pinakinggan mo
siya. Itsura pa lang, papakinggan mo na. Itsura pa lang, engaging na. Magtato. Okay, ikaw bro, anong rating mo sa sarili mo? 7. Okay, as an engaging preaching. Oh, bro, anong nirate mo kay Richard? Ah. Si Tito ba ikaw? Ah, sige. Kung i-rate mo si Richard, anong rating mo sa kanya? Totoo ba yan? Honest. 8. Bakit 8?
Kasi nakikita ko kay Pastor Richard. Kasi magandang yung market niya. So I always get na sa kanya ng mga main market. As I can see, dun sa first 3 minutes niya talaga, first 3 to 5 minutes, you really bang on engaging the student. Saka relevance. Yung relevance.
Okay. So feeling mo, you're 7, he's 8. Feeling mo, mas engaging pa siya kaysa sa'yo. Hindi, yung rating mo sa sarili mo is 7. And then, ang rating mo sa kanya, 8. So you feel like he's more engaging than you. Okay. Okay. Who else? Who wants to... Yes. Si Mike. Oh, iba yun eh. Engage yan, bro. Hindi engaging. Oh, Michael.
As a preacher, negative.
Negative.
Ikaw kasi nagturo sa akin.
I agree. Negative na lang. Bong, si... ikaw, anong rate mo sa sarili mo? 6. Okay, bakit? Rodnel, anong rate mo kay Bong?
7.
Okay, why?
Matagal ko na siya, di na rin mag-preach.
College days, mga 20 years ago, ganun. 30 years ago, yeah. Okay, Mark. Anong rating mo sa sarili mo?
7.
Dennis ba partner mo? 8 to 9. Bakit 8 to
9?
Okay, with the stories. You felt like... Okay. Okay. Good. John. Oh, Anthony muna. Anthony. Anthony. Seven. Sinong partner mo? June. Oh, June. Anong rating mo sa kanya?
Seven
din. Bakit seven?
There's still room for improvement.
Okay. Sky, rating mo for yourself?
Seven.
Who's your partner? Anong rating mo kay Sky? Nine. Okay, why nine? Okay. Anong ibig sabihin ng very engaging? What does he do that makes him very engaging? Okay. Okay, hindi natutulog. Buhay yung crowd. Richard, anong ikaw? Anong rating mo sa sarili mo? 1 to 10? 7. Sinong nag-rate sa'yo? Christian? Ano? 9. Okay, why? Ito yung mga matututunan natin, yung mga 9 ang rating. Ha? Sila nang pagsasalitain natin. Hindi ako prepared eh. So, kayo magsasalita. 9, 9. Bakit? Hindi ba tumatayo, engage na? Pareho kayo, ha? Wala pang sinasabi na engage na. Mas, eh, eto, nasa stage, naka-engage na. Eto, hindi pa tumatayo. Bali-balita. Robin Padilla. Sa celebrity status, kaya naka-engage agad. Okay. Cleve, you're rating for yourself. Okay.
Kanina 5, pero narinig ko sila na ganun kataas.
Tinaasan mo na.
Tataasan ko na.
Mas engaging ako dyan. Niloloko ako dito.
Siguro nasa 6 ako.
6?
Oo.
Tapos sino well ang partner mo? Sinong partner mo?
Partner ko na si Joseph.
Joseph. Joseph, anong rating mo kay Cleve? Nine or ten? Ten pala to. Ito, matindi. O, bakit? Bakit? Sa funeral, na-engage lahat. Yung patay. Yung patay, nag-amen. Yun ang matindi. Nag-amen yung patay.
Nabuhay yung bangkay, bro.
Aba, ikaw dapat magsalita dito, bro. Okay. Okay, Kenkoy. Okay, parang clown. Ah, may humor, may humor. Okay, okay, may humor. Okay. Lee, sino? Lee or Patrick? 1 to 10? 5. Bakit 5? So you seldom engage me. Okay. Yes. Okay. Lee, anong... Okay. Okay, that's good. Sige, si Noel. Noel Nanez. Tinuturo ni Cleve. Eh.
Ako po, 8.
8, okay. What do you do that makes you engaging? What do you feel like you do that makes you effective?
Sorry, ah. What,
what
do I do?
What do you do that makes you an engaging preacher?
Kasi what do I
eight,
do?
Yeah.
Well, aside from studying the material, bro, siyempre, medyo...
Yan mga sagot, ha?
Siyempre mag-aaral ka dapat.
Yan mga sagot.
Kasi hindi ka makaka-engage kapag hindi ka mag-aaral, eh. So, siguro, be yourself, be natural.
Okay, be yourself, be natural. Sinong partner ni Noel?
Ako, ako.
Oh, ikaw, what do you think?
10 siya.
10?
10 si Noel.
Matindi. Bakit 10?
Parang the total package siya, yung total entertainer. Wow. Yung lahat nasa kanya, eh. Pag nakita, pag hindi lalang sino preacher, nakita lang lumalakad, naglalakad parang si Noel.
Lumalakad pa lang.
Naggaganyanan na yung mga tao.
Oh, matindi.
Gaganyanan na. Gaganyan.
alam ko na purposes. Oh.
Nagmamanifest na yung mga.
Okay, question. What comes, when you say engaging preaching, what is that to you? When you say, that's an engaging preaching, or if you say, this guy is an engaging preacher, what does that mean to you, John?
Apart from the personality, overall, pag nandun din na buong service, engaging, probably the first part, you will not represent the intention to set the message up.
Okay, somebody who's able to set up a message. Okay, what else? Who else? Yes.
Regardless of number of minutes and variety of age groups present. So yung people are really listening more than taking notes and people are actually...
So all throughout, from beginning to end,
yes.
The attention is... you get the attention of your audience. Okay, who else? Yes. Okay, if the preacher is connecting with the audience. Okay, what else? Any more answers? Yes, June.
I guess me, more than the humor. Okay. Yung, you know that pwedeng hindi humorous or say boring, pero alam mong it speaks to you. The word or okay. the message.
The word gets to you.
Yes.
Okay, okay. I want to, ito medyo deep to ah. Ito yung deep analogy ko illustration of preaching. Medyo, nandiyan na ba yun, Jack? Yung, video. This is you. This is us as preachers. Ito natin. Ayan, bakay natin.
Lights.
Sige. May sounds. That's you as a preacher. That FedEx delivery boy, medyo deep to ah, medyo... Sabi mo, you are the FedEx delivery boy. Sabi mo sa katabi mo. You're probably thinking, wow, this is such a privilege. A preacher is like a FedEx delivery boy. Why? Because in preaching, you need two things. Number one, you need a package. And number two, you need to deliver it to the intended person that the package needs to be in. And we're going to talk about, I was asked to talk about engaging preaching. But I love that analogy that you're the FedEx delivery boy. Because if you saw that FedEx delivery boy, that he almost like walked on water. How many of you sometimes feel like when you preach, people are like, wow. It's almost like you walked on water, yet you accomplish it with a team. There were people behind the scenes. There were people underwater. Or holding steps for you to be able for you to seemingly walk on water. And people never see that. People never see the guys who do our PowerPoint. People never see the team where we bounce our preaching to. People never see the people that we got the illustrations from. People never see the podcasts that we listen to. They never see that. They see you. And you delivered such a good message, and they thought, wow, it's like walking on water. But yet, great preaching is always accomplished through a team. And I hope that is one of the things that has been ingrained in us. We've been doing the group sermon prep for a long time now. But even before Even before we weren't doing sermon, group sermon preparation, I remember when I was a pastor in Los Baños during the old days. I was young. I didn't know anything. There was no NLI. There was no VLI. There was no podcast. Resources were scarce during that time. But I always go to Manila during that time. I listen to Pastor Steve. And Pastor Steve would, walang podcast na. So what Pastor Steve would do is he would send us cassette tapes. Cassette tapes of his preaching and his outline for his preaching. And we get it. And then sometimes I call Pastor Steve, I call Pastor June. There's a sense that this is a team effort. So every time, if you are going to be an engaging preacher, then we have to understand it's a team effort. It's not accomplished by one man alone. Hey, you want to be more engaging, then it's a team effort. But here's the thing, it's about package. And package is about the content. Now, if you're a FedEx delivery boy, it doesn't matter if you reach the address, you knock at that person, and then you say, I have something, and then he opens that, and then you have nothing to give. That's what you call engaging the people. You're being able to deliver to the exact address. You got their attention, but they don't get anything from you. You don't want that. You don't want people just laughing all the way. And I've sat through preaching. We laugh all the way through. And then we get out of that and say, wala tayong nakuha dun. Pero masaya. Pero masaya. We don't want to be fun. We don't want to just get to the address of the audience we want to reach. Okay, package is important. Content is important. And that's why study is very important. Three questions I ask myself when it comes to content. Of course, it's Paul Barker. He's going to pound more on that. I always ask myself, is it biblical? In other words, is it hermeneutically sound? Exegesis. Tama ba yung exegesis ko? Okay, hermeneutics ko, tama ba? Is it biblical? Because we can preach a verse, take it, and the preaching is not biblical. And a lot of cults do that. A lot of preachers do that. Is it biblical? Second, I ask myself, is it theologically sound? Doctrinally or theologically, you can say, you see, sometimes we can make statements that sound so good. We can get a quote because it sounds so good, and yet it is not theologically or doctrinally sound. The holiness of God leads to a holy life. Now, what's wrong with that? I mean, if it's only the holiness of God that leads to a holy life, then every person in the world is holy because God is a holy God. So we have to examine every statement. We have to, and that's the thing about group sermon prep, or that's the thing about so much resource now on you hear someone, you respect this person so much, and then you take everything as if they're all theologically, doctrinally, biblically sound. We still need some study. I was listening to Tim Keller. How many of you preach Exchange? Nag-preach kayo ng Exchange? First, the Lamb. I was listening to Tim Keller. How many of you listen to Tim Keller? You listen to the story of the Lamb? I've got all my own material. I've got that. I don't want to touch this much. But he was talking about Abraham, the first one. I didn't use that because I felt like it was much of a stretch. He said, and again, I might be wrong, but here's what he said. Just based on what I heard, he said, Abraham knew instinctively that he had a debt to pay. Because the firstborn, you usually pay a fine for the firstborn. And he said, it was introduced by Moses in Exodus 20 and Leviticus 3. But how many of you know there's a disconnect there? Because Genesis 22 is when Abraham did this. So I had to drop that. So see, when you look at the content, it's not just because, wow, this is great. We really have to study and analyze and think through, is this really? Third, is it Christ-centered? Now, I really appreciate Paul Barker for bringing us bringing that at the forefront every time we preach. Now, but even before just a couple of caution with Christ-centered. Sometimes we feel like we need to have a verse at the end. We need to have a verse at the end about Jesus to make it Christ-centered. That is not so. You can have a Christ-centered preaching even if you don't have anything, any verse about Jesus there at all. Pastor Steve has been doing this for years. If you look at Pastor Steve, I always say Christ-centered preaching can also be said as gospel-centered, cross-centered, grace-centered. As long as it doesn't depend on me, as long as it doesn't end up as a moralistic preaching, then it's Christ-centered. Okay? Then it's spirit-centered, grace-centered, or gospel-centered. So, and that's always been what Pastor Steve has done for the rest of the 27, 28 years that I've heard him preach. It's always that. So, but that's not what we're going to talk about. This is a comment here and there. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, you can raise your hands at any time. Next is delivery and presentation. Now, I mean, you can listen to a preacher who's so good, so deep. I went to a provincial church and there was one comment of somebody there who's and a guest preacher went there and the girl said, it's okay, it's a little shallow. I want it deeper. Some people can be so deep and yet they never reach people. Sayang yung material. Yung iba minsan nandun ako. Sometimes I would go at the back and I would listen. I said, grabe, ang ganda na sinasabi niya. But all the people at the back, either they're listening, they're talking, some are sleeping, especially if it's a big church, you would know. And we need to be sensitive to this. Now, if you've got a great package and the person is waiting for that and you don't find the address, you're the FedEx delivery boy, and you don't get it to his or her doorstep, what is the package good for? Okay, that's the same way with our preaching. Okay, you have such a good theologically, biblically sound, Christ-centered preaching, but it never got to the recipient. And then they leave there and they thought, I didn't get anything at all. Why? Because you never reach them. So we want both package and delivery, content and delivery. So we're going to talk more today about delivery. An engaging preaching for me means delivering the Word of God to your intended audience. You were able to deliver it. Sabi nga ni Pastor June, sabi niya, you were able to bring home the message. One of the mistakes that we can have in thinking of engaging preaching is when we think engage is just at the front. And I've seen outlines where at the front it's engage. And then they do a lot of gimmicks and but the rest of the body until the end, there's no engage. And it's quite sad because nung word na, hindi na siya nag-engage. So yung word, hindi na pumapasok. So we have to understand, it's about delivering the message. It's not entertaining people, first. Engaging preaching is not entertaining people. Second, engaging preaching is not impressing people. Of how you can make them laugh, of how they can clap at you. That's not the gauge. It's not about making people laugh. It's about making the delivery of God's word in them. So that at the end, they remember it, and they're able to apply it, and they're changed. Because the goal of preaching is a changed life. If they don't remember your preaching, they will not be changed by it. That's the FedEx delivery boy, baka naman sabihin nyo, parang ang babaw ko naman. Lagyan naman natin ng verse. But it's the principle of the power and the form. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Having a form, but denying its power. The power is the package. It's not your delivery. It's not your personality. I hope we know that by now. It's not how humorous you are. It's not about creative you are. The power is in the package. It's in the Word of God. It's in the content. That is the one that will change people. But we need a form for the power to hit its intended target. and the form is our delivery. Okay, so it's and if we look at Jesus, let's look at Jesus. Jesus is the best engaging preacher of all. Okay, Matthew 7, verse 28. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching. Look at the adjective, amazed at his teaching. When was the last time we preached and people said, amazing? Jesus, when he preached, people were amazed. In Matthew 22, verse 33, when the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. When was the last time we preached an astonishing preaching? That's why whenever I would, you would think you've done great, and you would think you've been preaching for a long time, you go back to this. This is the standard. And you say, I'm so far from it. I mean, I've been preaching for 19 years. And I say, every time I see Jesus and these verses, I say, I need to improve. That's why I cannot say I'm there. I always say I need to improve, because when was the last time people said astonishing to my preaching? Probably never. So I'm so far away from hindi stoned, astonishing. Living Bible, the crowds were profoundly impressed. Hindi lang impressed, profoundly impressed. I mean, nakanganga na bang, wow. How many of you have ever been profoundly impressed? You like basketball? With a move. LeBron James would do something. Blake Griffin would, you're like, wow. When was the last time nagpipreach kayo? They were profoundly impressed. Mark 11, verse 18. The chief priests and the teacher of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him. They feared him for his preaching skills, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. Can you imagine? They were so threatened because he is such a great preacher. Not because of the miracles, but because the crowds were amazed at his teaching. Like, wow, this guy's so good. Living Bible translation, the people were so enthusiastic about Jesus' teaching. Enthusiastic, meaning I want to listen to this guy. I don't care how far I drive. I don't care if I fall in line. I don't care if I stand in this service. I'm going to listen to this guy. They were enthusiastic. Gigil. Pakinggan natin to. Hey, Mark 12, verse 37. David himself calls him Lord. How then can he be his son? The large crowd listened to him with delight. Ito naman yung with delight. Nakita na ba kayo nung tao with delight? Yung nakangiti sa'yo. Parang, sarap mo pakinggan. Tuwan-tuwa kaming makinig sa'yo. NASB, the great crowd enjoyed listening to him. The great crowd enjoyed listening to him. There was a book I was reading a couple of years back, and I quote what it says. It says, Jesus was born in a barn, raised in a ghetto, and a common laborer by trade, and he spoke in obscurity. Now, how many of you know odds are stacked against you, if that's you? Paano ka pakikinggan? Di ba minsan inisip natin, paano tayo papakinggan ng tao? Eh, hindi naman ako kilala. Hindi naman ako ganito. Paano ako papakinggan? How many of you know that's challenging? Wala naman akong title. Wala naman ako. Hindi naman. That's him. He was not trained, common laborer. He was born in the barn, raised in a ghetto. Yet, he is the most quoted person and the best-selling author in the whole world up to this point, 2,000 years after his death. Imagine, and here's what he says. Imagine a Jesus that is a combination of talk show host, investigative reporter, movie producer, and comedian, and you begin to discover the brilliance of his communication skills. And when you get all those skills and put it in one person, that's Jesus Christ. And if we ever want to capture the attention of the lost, if we ever want to capture the attention of the unchurched, If we ever want to capture the attention of the irreligious, and I hope we want, I hope we're not just lahat ng taga-church gustong-gusto preaching ko. Disciples yan eh. They would love the word no matter how it's delivered. They might not get anything from it, but they love the word. And they will, but the real test is, are we attracting lost people? Are we attracting the unchurched? Are we attracting the irreligious? Because if we want, then we need to communicate spiritual truth the way Jesus did. Because that's what he did. And he changed the whole world. So three questions whenever I deliver my message. There are three questions that I ask myself. And this is what we're going to talk about for the rest of our time. Three questions that I always ask myself. I got this idea from Andy Stanley when I was hearing him. And I thought, I asked myself three questions. Number one, what is the one thing that they need to know? If you're going to be an effective, engaging preacher, the question always is, what is the one thing they need to know? If we cannot put in a sentence what we want people to take home from our message, then we probably will not be able to get to them. And again, iba-iba tayo dito the way we preach. Merong three-point sermon, merong one-point, merong no-point, merong seven points with seven sub-points each. I mean, iba-iba lang. Okay, so I'm not trying to give you a form. I'm trying to give us, kaya question ito eh. Kaya this is a question. But even if you have 7 points, even if you have whatever outline you're using, the question is, what is the one thing? Because if there's no one thing, chances are there's nothing they'll remember. Okay, if we cannot put it in one thing, then chances are they're listening to a lot of sermons in one sermon. Charles Stanley would used to say, what's the burden? The question is, if it is one thing, the question is, what's the burden? Nung old days, pagka binapapreach kami, oh, preach ka dito. Anong gusto mo i-preach ko? Whatever is hot in your spirit. Sabi, whatever is hot in your spirit. Alala mo ba? Whatever is hot. In other words, what's burning in you? What's the burden? What's the passion? Now, this is very challenging now because we've got a lot of materials. And all the materials you receive, how many of you, if you receive kami ganyan, nagsisend si Robert, si Nixon, si Paolo, si Dennis, we send emails of our sermons to each other. And every sermon I get, every single one of them, I could preach them because they're nice preaching. But I don't want to preach a nice preaching. I want to preach a preaching that's burning in my heart. You see, that's the difference. I hear people, they preach, and I say, that's nice. But I don't feel it. Why? Because they don't feel it. And if you don't feel it as a preacher, the people will never feel it. If you don't get it as a preacher, and you don't get excited, and it doesn't get burning and passionate in you, it will never be burning and become passionate in the hearts of the people. So I always tell the preachers I'm trying to mentor, I said, don't just preach something nice. Don't just preach something you've heard and you thought, that was really good. Is it burning in you? That's why, ganun din sa sermon, group sermon prep, when we get it, there's something really nice that probably Pastor Paul is saying, or Pastor Joey, but I thought, that's not my burden for you, Belt. For my congregation, that's not what's burning in me. I want to pound something there. I want to pound this and then get that one thing and say, this is what I... And that's why we need the discipline to say no to a lot of things. And that's hard because we're preachers. I mean, if you know, as preachers, you want to say a lot of things because you know a lot of things, especially if you study a lot. But you see, preaching, do we have the... Preaching is Preaching is like this. You know what this is? It's an iceberg. Iceberg principle. You've probably heard this. That's preaching. What you preach and deliver is 10%. The 90% is the knowledge and the depth of your study. But you don't say it. That's why I preach something. And I know if somebody challenges me, if somebody asks me a question after I preach, there's a lot more I know about the material, more than just what I've said. So that's what we need to do. We need to have the discipline, though, to say that it goes under the water. Because that will not help me with the one thing I want to impress in people. That goes under the water. So when you know your one thing that they need to know, then you're able to internalize the message. I'm not good at mind mapping. I'm not good at memorizing my preaching. But because I've internalized it so much, I rarely look at my notes. Even if it's the first time I preach it, rarely. Because it's burden, it's burning, it's passionate. And I've been thinking about that the whole week. Kaya hindi ako maka-move on sa preaching pag wala akong alam ko yung gusto ko ipukpok in the end, yung gusto kong ma-take home nila. Parang hanggang wala ako nun, I don't even think of engage at front. I don't even think of anything. I'm thinking, what's the one thing? Because engaging preaching is being able to deliver that one thing. If you don't have the one thing to deliver, you're not engaging. You just made them laugh. Just entertain them. So, any questions on that? Any comments? Yes.
Do you ask the question as you do the message, before or after? Which part?
I ask that question before I do the. For example, this. Let's talk about FAQ. Sino mga magbi-preach? FAQ. Okay. Let's talk about FAQ. FAQ, you have 3 weeks, right? So the first week, I always ask myself, what's the burden for this first week? What do I want them to get? That's why when we were looking at it, and at first we thought, what is God's will? God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. That cannot be my sermon for me. There's no burden. There's no, what do I put? It's good, pleasing, and perfect. So I have to find something else. Then finally, it hit me. Pastor Paulo said something. And sometimes it's not coming from you. Sometimes it's somebody says something and you get that and you build on that. Pastor Paulo said, Acts 20, verse 27, "For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God." And I said, that's it. The whole will of God. I'm going to preach this in such a way that I'm not going to, kasi yung survey natin, it's personal will. It's always talking, what's going to happen to me? So, just an example. So, I thought, ang miwi ko, I'll probably talk about a time, but I'm not preaching this. But I was thinking, ang intro ko, I'll probably talk about a time when we were in China, Pastor Manny and I were in China, and we were going to do a prophetic presbytery conference, and there was a guy who went up to us and said, the prophetic people always get this. "Pastor, can you please prophesy over me? I want to know who I'll marry and when I'll get married." So that's going to be funny, some of you. And then I would say, all of us would want to know what's going to happen next. All of us would want to know who I'm going to get married to, what's going to happen to my business, what's going to happen to my children. So that's me, we. We all want to, but we have to understand God wants us to know that, but there's a bigger picture that God wants. Too many times we're so consumed with this, or God wants to give us a picture of this. And that's where I'm going to use the Google Earth. I'm thinking of having a PowerPoint where we're here, and what we're going to do with the rest of the time together this week is to zoom out a little bit and see the big picture. And then I'll quote Psalm 20, Acts 20, and I'll say, there's a whole will of God. And then I'll talk about the providential will of God. The things that he says that will never change, no matter what you think, what you say, what you feel, or no matter what happens in the whole world, God will do it. And then second is the moral will of God, what he says in the Bible. And then, so that's burning for me. I want them to see the big picture. When you talk about the will of God, it's not just your own little world, your own little life. God is so much more concerned about what he's doing in the whole world, and you're just a tiny bit part of it. If I put that in my preaching and people get that, everything else, everything personal that they want to know, that becomes so little at the end of the second week. Okay na ako. So that's my burden. That's my passion. That's what I want to put in them. So that's the question. So I asked that. So when I got that, I asked. So nung nakuha ko na yon, sabi ko kung ako mag-preach, yung upo ko nito, rearranging na lang. Getting a little bit more illustration, getting a little bit more here. But I know what I want to pound. So, yes.
Will it help din yung trying to get to know yung burden ng audience?
Yes. When you talk about what's the burden, it's talking about what God is putting in you and knowing your audience, yes. Kaya knowing your audience is very important about the burden because I know the audience I want to reach. Diba? So I know what they're going through. I know their tendencies. I know what they need. So that becomes a burden too. So you're right. Kaya nag-iiba-iba minsan eh. Yung, even siguro sa Fort, diba? Or even sa Ubel, you're even in one congregation, iba yung audience mo, iba yung audience ni Paolo, iba yung audience ni Pastor Joe. So mag-iiba ng konti yung tact mo eh. Mag-iiba ng konti yung emphasis mo because you have a specific burden for a specific group of people.
Sometimes yung prayer request,
yes.
Nonsense mo rin.
Yes. So when you look at the prayer request, you would know where people are at. May nagtas ng kamay? Yes, Ronel.
I don't know if it applies to preaching, pero some are somewhat similar din. Like for example, seminars. And if people really would wanted you to speak to them, dahil ikaw talaga yung gusto nila, tapos may topic silang gusto nilang yun yung ibato mo, tapos parang you felt like, hindi ko yan forte, pero gusto talaga nila ikaw yung mag-preach ng topic na yun. How do you like, di ba sabi mo yung burden?
Yes. Yung pwede hot pa rin yun because a topic is broad. For example, so, talk about forgiveness. And there's some burden about forgiveness that you're gonna get while you get your material. There's some tact, there's some thing there that you want to focus on. Every topic that's assigned, they never would assign a topic to you that's very specific, like, can you talk about forgiveness, and at the end, this is what I want you to accomplish. They just give you a broad topic, and then get your material and think, what is it that I want to pound here? So, it's the same. Okay, yes, Cleve.
Journalism, de meron tinatawag na yung angle, yung angle. Is it the same or?
I'm not familiar with the.
Yung when they attack a story, they don't just forensically attack it. May either human interest angle or may ecological angle.
That's probably the same. Because you want to approach it in that way, and then you want to pound it. That's what you want to imprint in people so that when they leave, they know exactly what you've talked about. If you're preaching, always get feedback and say, what was talked about? If the people would say, hindi ko maalala, okay, ang dami niyang maganda sinabi. Okay, funny. Pagka ganun ang feedback ng mga tao natin, ang deep, okay. Parang pang mga okay yung mga general, walang masabi, general. Ibig sabihin, we're probably not zeroed in on the one thing. But if people, at the end, they say, ganito daw. If they could say what you preach, then you bounded it. So that's probably the same, the angle. That's what you want to take. Okay, anyone else before we take a break?